We're now joined on the call by the head coach of James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough loss for you guys, 56-28 down at North Carolina. You guys certainly went toe for toe with them, at least through the opening half. Give me your impressions on that game.
Well, I thought our kids came out and played very well early on and competed really well. Thought we had, you know, a lot of success moving the football and scoring there in the first half, and struggle with some of their offensive skill kids, which I think a lot of people in the ACC are going to struggle with those guys this year. But proud of the way that our kids competed. Disappointed, obviously, in the loss. I did feel like we had a chance to go in there and make it pretty interesting and have a shot. But always disappointed not to come away with a win. But we're fully over that and moved on to Maine yesterday.
You guys now you had TDs on your first seven possessions in the opener, on five against Central Connecticut, and then you score touchdowns on the first three possessions to take that 21-14 lead against Carolina. What's been the key to the fast starts for you guys?
Well, I think the big thing is just our cohesiveness on the offensive side of the football and the way our offensive line is playing together. And certainly that's a unit that a lot of those guys played last year, so you have some experience coming back, and I think they've meshed really well with Brian. And so I think it's just a unit that has a familiarity with each other and very comfortable playing together.
Got a couple media questions for you in queue, if you'll get those for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News River.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering, after you went back and were able to watch the film, defensively, were the issues kind of just those, I guess you call them self-inflicted mistakes, or was there, bigger issues, or was it kind of that North Carolina was just really good?
Well, I think there's probably two things there. I think, number one, I think we made some self-inflicted correctable mistakes that gave North Carolina some opportunities for some big plays. And I think that, when you look at Hollins and Switzer and Trubinsky and those two running backs, that's about as good as it's going to get in college football. I mean, I don't know how many skilled kids in the country, are that much more talented than those that collective group of about five guys right there. So I think it was a combination of those two things that kind of got us there early on.
With your team, obviously, Gage missed the game again. Gage, do you think he'll play this week at Maine?
We'll see. I mean, it's kind of a day-to-day deal right now, so hopefully he will.
And then if you can't go, how has Brandon Herford's play kind of, made you feel a little bit more comfortable with what you have at linebacker?
Well, I think Brandon's done a great job. I think he plays very, very hard. He's a physical ball player. I thought he played really well Saturday against Carolina. He made some mistakes, but it certainly wasn't for lack of effort. Or physicality. I thought he competed really well. So I think the big thing is when Gage does return, we have a little more depth there at the inside linebacker position.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure, thanks.
Your next question is from Alana Davis-Driver with American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Saturday, two first-year coaches, the only first-year coaches in the CAA. Joe was on staff there at Maine for 5 years. You came from another program. Do you think the fact that, the person you replaced was only there 2 years, did that make it easier to put your mark on the program?
Well, I think any time that you come in new, you have a lot of things to adjust and change. Change is never easy for anyone. So, I do think that the kind of kids that I have here at JMU is probably the biggest thing that's helped me, because they've really bought in and trying to do what we ask them to do. But certainly I've been in Joe's shoes before, where I took over for a coach that I'd worked for some time, and when you're in that position, it's just the kids know you. You know the kids. You know what they can do. You know what they can't do. You're probably not going to change the system a whole lot because it's something that you believe in. So obviously, it's a little bit easier on everybody in that situation.
What would you say would be some of the cultural changes that you've made at this point, and hoping to even change going forward at JMU?
I think the big thing that we stress to them is just, you know, we're going to play together as one unit. You know, we're not going to be a separated team, a separated locker room. You know, our strength is going to come from our unity. And so we really work, you know, very, very hard on that. I think the other is, you know, we're going to be a physical, hard-nosed football team. And so that's, you know, started back in the spring trying to establish that culture. I think we've made tremendous strides. And I think we're working towards being that. And probably thirdly is, you know, we're going to play solid defense here at JMU. And that's, you know, that's a process. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I think the kids believe in what we're doing, and, you know, they're committed to it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question comes from the line of Mike Lowe of Portland Crest Herald.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Just wondering, you know, Maine has played two FBS opponents and had different results. What have you seen from looking at the film of those two games from Maine? What, you know, what impresses you about that team?
Well, I think the big thing that stands out, even in the Toledo game, is that this is a disciplined, sound, hard-nosed, physical football team. You know, the first drive against Toledo, I know that game didn't turn out, you know, the way the UConn game did, you know, for Maine. But that first drive, I mean, they get in the eye and you know, take the ball right down the field on Toledo. You know, just running the football. So I think that they have a very talented quarterback. I think they've got a very physical offensive line. I think the receiver is very, very talented. I think that the backs are hard runners. I think defensively they remind me a lot of you know, my group at the Citadel last year. They're hard nosed. They play hard. You know, they're going to be disciplined. They're going to be where they're supposed to be, and they're a good football team.
Well, you said you want your team to be hard-nosed. Joe says he wants his team to be hard-nosed. Are we expecting a real tough physical defensive battle here Saturday?
I would think you'll see a pretty good contest. I mean, I don't know, you know, how it'll turn out or whatever, but I think you'll see two teams go right at each other.
And coming up here, does that, you know, obviously it's kind of an outpost up here, you know, of Maine. It's way up here. And what are your travel plans when you come up? Friday night, Friday afternoon to get ready?
Yeah, we'll be there, you know, late Friday afternoon. I've never been to Maine before. I've talked to a lot of people that have. You know, I know that there's a special tradition there, and I know that, you know, football's important there. So, you know, I expect it to be a place that'll be very hard to play. I expect it to be a tough matchup for us. I think we would have to play very, very well to have a chance to win.
Okay. Thanks very much, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about your team after the loss in the locker room. Coaches say they learn a lot from losses. How did your team, how did the character, how would you assess the character after that loss? And was it something that maybe you were pleased with, not the loss itself, but how they handled themselves as far as putting it behind them and moving forward?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, there was great disappointment, you know, from our kids because they expected to win. They expected us to go in there and play well and win. And certainly we had that opportunity. And so I like that about our group. You know, they don't like losing any more than I do. And it's something that I told them after the game, you know, you don't forget how this feels, because this is something that, you know, we don't want to experience a whole lot. And I thought they did a good job yesterday. We've talked to them about it, you know, after the first two wins of, you know, our attitude is that one's over and done with, and we're moving on to Maine.
Looking at your defensive line, I'm talking about getting sacks, but your top five or six tacklers or linebackers or members of your secondary, what would you like to see improved in the defensive line as far as maybe, would you like to see them be more active in getting tackles, or is it just how the first three games have unfolded that these guys are in position to make play?
Well, the big thing I want to see is more consistent, steady play. I think that we're getting better. I think that we have some guys that are playing harder, and we're getting more to where we're playing, you know, within the scheme. I think we've got to continue to push them to do just that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Mike, before I let you go, you guys have now, as you mentioned, have completed the non-conference part of your schedule and started league play. What have you learned about your team after 3 weeks as we head into conference play that you maybe didn't know before the Morehead State game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I think that we have an opportunity to be a pretty good ball club, and how that turns into reality depends on, you know, our ability to focus week to week on what's right in front of us and try to improve on doing the things that good football teams do. So I think that I've got a group that's very hungry to be that. I think that they have expectations to be that, but you know, we've got to go and play every Saturday. So I know it's going to be a challenging year in the CAA. Just, you know, I think every week everybody's got to bring their A game, because you're every week you're facing a quality opponent. So I think that they'll be up to the challenge, but we'll find out starting this Saturday.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your time as always this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye.